Father Lombardi began the briefing by underlining that while the situation the Vatican faces is serious, it is neither tragic or terrible. He then spoke of Pope Benedict's pain at the news of the recent massacre of innocent civilians in Hula, Syria, and he also relayed the Pope's sorrow at news of another deadly earthquake Tuesday morning in Emilia-Romagna, northern Italy. Then, turning to the issue at hand, Father Lombardi said the second phase of investigations, whether to proceed to trial or not, is still at the preliminary stage and that the aim of the inquiry is to arrive at the truth based on the objective facts as they emerge. He told journalists that the accused, 46-year-old father of three, Paolo Gabriele, is serene and collaborating with investigators, that he has met with his wife and his defense lawyer, Carlo Fusco. A first formal interrogation of the accused will take place in coming days. Father Lombardi resoundingly rejected recent media reports that other people had been detained and cardinals questioned by investigators. He stressed that while the Commission of Cardinals set up by Pope Benedict himself were speaking with various dicastery heads and curial officials as part of their efforts to find out the source of such leaks, this in no way indicated these individuals were under investigation. He added that the commission led by Spanish Cardinal Julian Herranz is not a juridical body. Responding to a question on how the entire episode has affected Pope Benedict, Father Lombardi said, "It is a great test for the Pope and the Roman Curia, which we hope can be overcome with decision by identifying the truth and the problems." He added, "This is the right path to follow to maintain the trust of the people of God, which Pope Benedict fully merits." Both the Pope and his collaborators in the Roman Curia are facing the situation with faith and a great desire to serve the Church. They are neither frightened by the problems, difficulties, errors or faults that may emerge, instead are trying to react in a correct manner as part of a sometimes difficult journey of truth, with the necessary interventions to re-establish trust and the proper functioning of the government of the Church and its institutions. I'm Eimear McCarthy.